And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Right Around the Country Sunday morning, an hour of your healthy tune-up specifically for you. We're here to help you get well, live well, look well, and feel fabulous on top of that. And our lines are open to that end. 131-873 from wherever you're listening to us, right around the country, beaming across the Macquarie Network into 3AW Melbourne, 2GB Sydney, 4BC in Brisbane, Adelaide's 5AA, and across in WA on 6PR. Welcome to you one and all. It's Ed Phillips here with a team together. Our favourite healthy chef and nutritionist, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Good morning.
Good morning, and you are looking radiant after your holiday to Bali, I might add. Well rested, I see.
Well rested. I must say, it is a real sort of hive of health and wellness there.
Of course, it's brilliant.
There's the 100,000 partying Aussies.
The undercurrent of not so.
But then there's also this massive push for Pilates, yoga, wellness, eating well, and you can do that in Bali. And I think it's the second home of yoga, really, isn't it, after India?
Changu's the home, I think.
Is that so? Yeah. So that was a lovely, restful weekend, a week away, and I'm back into it alongside my favourite pharmacist, Gerald Quigley. Hello to you, GQ.
Good morning, Ed, and I might also add that I think Zoe and I are probably carrying more tan than you are, but it's okay. If you stayed inside in Bali, that's okay.
Sunblock, you see.
He refuses to acknowledge that I have the healthy glow.
No, I know that.
Can't be happy for me.
It's a healthy rivalry between you two.
Just 30
Welcome
plus.
Back, Ed.
Yeah, good
Welcome
to be back. Plenty to cover. On a serious note, Brain Injury Awareness Week kicks off tomorrow. Mm. And we're not just talking about brain injuries acquired by sport, although we'll have a look at that with Steve Smith's sickening blow in the news again from his Ashes batting innings last night when he was felled by a terrible blow. We'll have a look at ways you can acquire brain injury, whether it's by misadventure, through ageing, those born with brain injury as well. Dr. Peter Larkins will join us in just a sec to talk about that a little bit further. A to Z of vitamins, what are we covering today?
We're covering iron today, Ed. Very important, something that we ignore, and as Zoe will tell us, iron's a very important part of nutrition. So we will be looking at perhaps the role, very briefly, the role iron plays in keeping us as well as we possibly can be.
In the kitchen, plenty coming our way, something delicious. What have you got in mind?
Well, it's still cool, so I thought I'd do something which is chai tea inspired. It's an apple crumble with a little bit of a twist to it. I love this recipe. Really aromatic and just feels comforting to eat it.
And I know you're looking forward to speaking with Sarah Gray. She's the Health and Nutrition Manager at Olive Wellness Institute. Olive oil, the magic of olives. We've used them since time immemorial for health and wellness, and it has medicinal benefits as well as tasting fabulous.
Love it.
She'll enlighten us as well. But
this is a little different though, Ed, because we're going to be talking about olive leaves. So the oil, brilliant, but this is the extract of the olive leaf, which has got an amazing array of health benefits.
Cannot wait to chat with her as well. And take your calls, 131873. All our callers, by the way, go in the draw to win a $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. So if you've got any aches, pains, confusion about your scripts, perhaps, or you'd like to chat about, indeed, brain injury as well, our lines are here, 131873. We'd love to speak with you. Coming back next with Dr. Peter Larkin, specialist sports physician and sports injuries expert, joining us next as we kick off Brain Injury Awareness Week after this break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Discover the full range of Cetaphil products today at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Now, like every expectant mum, you of course want your precious little one to have the best start. Well, consider NutriCare Pregma Plus from Chemist Warehouse. It's the world's first multi-stage soluble supplement to help support the changing nutritional needs for women from preconception through to their pregnancy journey. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Vitamin and mineral supplements shouldn't replace a balanced diet. So if you're planning to conceive or already on your pregnancy journey, visit Chemist Warehouse. You can buy NutriCare Pregma Plus from just $19.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to have you with us here on the House of Wellness Sunday mornings as always. Now, for some people, when it comes to sport, the natural competitive nature is to play hard and compete even harder, even if it means almost putting your life on the line. Now, parents and schools, sporting clubs, indeed sporting associations, and all around the world, people encourage sport to be played at high levels, but at what costs? Well, brain injury awareness has become more prevalent in the media lately, and some sports personalities are opting to leave their brains to medical science to provide research into the effects of head injuries and the impacts it has on the brain. It's a topic which requires a lot of discussion, and joining us on the line now is Dr. Peter Larkins, an expert physician in sports injury and impacts of brain injury. Nice to have you with us, Doc.
Yeah, good morning, Ed. Nice to speak with you.
Freshly back from the snow where you snapped a rather, it was a sweet photo of a snowman, but with bandages around his head, reminding everyone to wear their helmets when out enjoying themselves as well.
I thought the timing was quite ironic, Ed. Yeah, look, just the last couple of days. And obviously there are many sports where head injury occurs, but I was recently in the snowfields. And, just a little reminder that people that... And we've had, some terrible cases of skiing accidents, and Michael Schumacher, the Formula One racing driver, comes to mind pretty immediately as a very high-profile athlete. Mm. Not a footballer in any sense, but here we have a brain injury where, even though wearing a helmet, it shows that you can get brain injury in lots of sports. So that was a little reminder to the kids and people to wear helmets when they're skiing this season.
Yeah, it certainly is. Thanks, Dr. Larkin, for joining us. But obviously, we live in a culture of sport, and I'm a massive Wallabies fan, so we lovingly watched the Wallabies last night. But there seems to be a lot more conversation. Is it all about prevention, and why do you think it's such top of mind in our conversations right now?
Look, I don't think it's all about prevention, although, the thing is that the nature of sports, but contact and collision sports and even some individual sports, we know that the head is exposed. And the issue has really become the awareness of the long-term consequences, I think, of some of what was considered a relatively minor event. A concussion was considered to be just the simplest of all knocks to the head, and it was a badge of honour if you got concussed to stay on the field continue to contribute to the sport. But over the period, particularly the last decade, there's been some emerging evidence that multiple concussions particularly might have some long-term effect on behaviour, such as depression and anxiety and effects after sport. So prevention certainly is the top of all sports injury discussions, but what we're really trying to look at is the best management for concussion when it does occur.
Peter, it's Gerald Quigley here. How are you?
Morning, Gerald. Great.
Peter, thank you, and thanks for being available, because this is really serious, and sometimes we come across each other at junior footy games, and are we missing the message that it doesn't take much of a knock to have quite serious ramifications potentially, way down your life, as in we know there's a gut-brain relationship, now there's a lot of work going on there. How do we get the message across, Peter? Is it considered sissy to wear a helmet when you're playing footy, for instance?
Look, unfortunately, it has been in the past, and I think that's one of the problems that the stigma has to be removed, Gerald. I mean, as you say, someone doesn't have to be knocked out unconscious to get concussion. Concussion can occur from the simplest of just a heavy bump. You can bump shoulder to shoulder, and you'll see the head shake. It doesn't have to even be head contact to create some sort of jarring or shift in inside of the brain. And the symptoms can be quite subtle and take a few minutes to evaluate. So even in junior sport, we can see kids that are just simply not tuned into the game, or that you develop a headache. And even at the elite sport level that I've worked at, with my sort of involvement, sometimes I'll be commentating at a game and the people will wonder why a player hasn't emerged, because there hasn't been an obvious incident. The player's just reported to their doctor that they're feeling a bit unwell or feeling a bit dizzy, and it might have been from a simple tackle. So you're right. The actual incident, it's really the symptoms, and a lot of it comes down to the honesty of the player. And the sissiness part of it is really critical, because whilst we briefly mentioned helmets before, there's still a contentious argument about whether helmets have a definite role in preventing concussion. I mean, I belong to the group where the helmets definitely protect the head. And what I mean by that, if we're talking about fractured skull, we're talking about splitting your head open, having to go up under the blood rule, which is another safety thing in sport. If we're talking about fractured eye sockets, fractured jaws, the helmets, no question, prevent those sort of injuries in sport, which is a good thing. Where the scientists, I suppose, are still arguing, Gerald and guys, is that the brain gets shaken when it gets knocked or gets jarred. And inside the brain, a helmet actually makes the mass of the head bigger by definition. If you put a helmet on, you've now got a bigger target You know, the extreme being the American footballers who wear those huge helmets, almost like motorbike helmets.
Yeah.
And so the argument about helmet wear has certainly not been established and still remains controversial in terms of a prevention strategy.
Yeah, it does seem in Australia we do have that tough attitude when it comes to, you know, when you get hurt, get back on. Look, I found it really relieving in some way to know that Australia is leading the way in research when it comes to brain injury. But does that require more funding to actually support this research, or is it simply that, you know, every little institute and every sporting institute needs to contribute to awareness within brain injury health?
Look, I think the awareness is extremely important for the brain injury, but what we need to do is really a sort of a coordinated effort, not have lots of individual efforts.
Yeah,
one of the things
okay.
that frustrates me about sports science and sports medicine, Zoe, is there's so many studies and research going on with different institutions studying exactly the same thing and coming up sometimes. And resources, are, as you know, very, very
limited,
scarce in
yeah.
medical research. And so where Australia has led the way is simply because of AFL football. You mentioned rugby before, and certainly there's more helmet wear in rugby than there is in AFL football, as you know.
Sure.
But what the AFL has done, and we've got a couple of incredibly world-renowned experts like Dr. Paul McCrory and Dr. Michael McDeesey, who are part of the AFL Concussion Study Group. The mm-hmm. AFL has got research going back 22 years now looking at the incidence of injuries. So it's the world-leading sport in terms of professional studies.
Sure.
So when a player gets injured this weekend in a concussion episode, they go into a very, very rigid research program under AFL guidance now, and other sports are contributing to
this, good.
Where they are studied, where they get scanning done to try and work out if there is an appropriate scan, because right now we don't have a scan that shows concussion. We've got to look at other signs. So I think the research, and these people I mentioned by name, are on the World Committee of Concussion Research, which is extremely important that Australia gets represented at that.
Okay, it is Brain Injury Awareness Week, which kicks off tomorrow. And we take calls from right around the country, Doc. We might harness your availability this morning.
Sure.
Kathy is waiting on the line in West Footscray. Morning, Kathy.
Morning. I was born apparently with a condition called hydrocephalus. But since I've grown up with it, I've developed seizures. And I'm just wondering whether they're related to the hydrocephalus.
Doc, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, certainly. Look, hydrocephalus is a condition where the brain has some abnormal collections of fluid and a larger sized brain. So, but automatically, it does create some pressure inside the brain, and therefore can affect brain function. Quite separate from any traumatic injury that we're talking about, sporting or otherwise. But once the brain has some alteration in its mechanical structure, or indeed its neurological structure, then seizures or other behavioural things can result. And one of the things about hydrocephalus is it needs to be reduced in the pressure. So there's been great advances, and I'm not a neurosurgeon by any means, but I understand that the principle of looking after these things, the same way if someone had an injury today, guys, where they had some bleeding on the brain, which is different from concussion, bleeding on the brain, they would have an operation to release the pressure on the brain.
Yeah.
So that they don't get any long-term consequences of the brain physically being crushed or, in fact, chemically. So the relationship between hydrocephalus and seizures is well known.
Mm.
Sure. And, Kathy, if you're taking medications, please make sure you take them regularly, never miss any, just to keep that under control.
It is Brain Awareness Week, Brain Injury Awareness Week. It runs until August 25. And if you have anything else you'd like to ask us, 131873, it's the House of Wellness. Dr. Peter Larkins, appreciate your time. Sunday morning, as always, thanks so much for being on the House of Wellness.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for chatting.
We have a little break coming up. More of your calls on the way after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Discover the full range of Cetaphil products today at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Australia, do you want to be happy, feel good and live longer? Then get ready. On your marks, get set and go healthy. The Go Healthy range is New Zealand's highest-selling vitamin brand. The range has been carefully designed to deliver health and well-being through its very colourful and diverse range across 10 categories. It includes general health, women's health, joint and bone health, specialty products, even children's health. Go Healthy. Go and be you. Always read the label and use only as directed. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And thanks to Go Healthy, it's A to Z of vitamins time. What are we focusing on this Sunday, Gerald?
We're focusing on iron, Ed. When you consider iron, it's probably the most important mineral, and it's a very common nutritional deficiency. So iron is essential to carry oxygen to your tissues, helps in red blood cell production, supports energy. So really, a person who feels tired all the time, getting infections all the time, perhaps always feeling cold, or if you have restless leg syndrome, or you've got brittle hair, all of these things can be an indication of your body's need for iron. If you're an athlete, if you're a young swimmer, for instance, have your iron levels checked, because these are, or a blood donor, that just is endless.
Is it something our bodies can stockpile? Can we have more than 100%, or does it constantly feel like it is being depleted?
It's being depleted constantly, particularly as we're growing and we're coping with immune challenges. So it's just one of those things that sits in the background, and it's important to have iron stores adequately filled.
And it's the interesting thing with a lot of people don't realise is the impact of diet. So caffeine, for example, can actually affect the absorption of iron.
Oh, no.
So it's important to know that things that we are actually thinking they're going to increase our energy level over time will decrease. So we want iron-rich foods as much as we want supplements in the diet. So the obvious ones, you know, beef, red meat products as well. But remember, there's something called a cofactor, and the cofactor is vitamin C. So if you are having a red meat diet or something which is a high vegetarian protein like some legumes, make sure you've got a good source of vitamin C, which is capsicum, kiwi fruit, you know, pomegranate seeds in your salad. And again, that will help to absorb that vitamin C more effectively.
Fantastic. Very delicious options there. The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy. It's Go Healthy Iron we're focusing on this week. New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, and it's now available in Australia as well from Chemist Warehouse. Taking your calls, 131873. Veronica's in Toongabie, standing by patiently. Good morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Good morning.
Hi, Veronica.
I was down to Bingo, and somebody was talking about, the doctor said that they're not supposed to eat grapefruit because, I don't know, was it the medical condition they had, the tablets they were taking? So why would they tell you not to eat grapefruit?
Grapefruit, Veronica, can interfere with the medications that we have for lowering cholesterol called statins. And you'll find anyone with a statin will have a little sticker on their box saying, please avoid grapefruit, because what it does is prevent the breakdown of the statin. So over time, there's a build-up of the medication in your system, and of course can cause some adverse effects. What we can't define, though, Veronica, is a little bit of grapefruit or a lot of grapefruit. So what we generally say, which is rather sad when you consider we're saying to a person, don't eat a particularly natural food, avoid it if you're taking a statin. And so that's what they would have been talking about.
The lemons and the oranges.
No, they're okay.
Yep. They're okay. This,
yeah, specifically the nutritional involvement of grapefruit in the statins which people take for cholesterol.
And it is really important that don't forget that citrus or vitamin C particularly is very effective when we are looking at not only our immune system but also for diabetes and to help regulate blood sugar levels as well. So exactly like Gerald said, don't not have that all of that lovely citrus in your diet just to avoid the grapefruit.
Let's go to Helen now, Main Beach in Queensland. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, and thank you very much for trying to help me.
Oh, you're very sweet.
How can we help you?
I am an old lady of 88 years old and a lady of habit, so I don't change diets or clothes or anything, but I am on Natrilix and Diathion and Lipidor. And since the last month, I developed some welts. They started on my scalp and now starting to go all over my body. And mostly at night, they start at night and I wake up with terrible itch all over my body.
Helen, it's very important that, and I think the culprit here, Helen, is the Lipitor, because it interferes with liver function. And if you have poor liver enzymes, it will often be manifested as urticaria or hives or the welts that you mentioned. So please go and see your doctor in the next couple of days and just ask if that's possible. Don't be surprised if you have to go off and have some blood tests to check your liver enzymes. But rather than add something to try and treat that, let's try and explore what the cause is. And the medication you've mentioned, Lipitor, I'm certain will have an involvement.
And just to expand on that, it's happening also at nighttime because you get something called C-reactive protein. So this is when your body naturally becomes inflamed, and it's also when the liver's trying to do its job. So you can support the liver. I mean, there's obvious things like lemon juice and citrus, which help to increase digestive enzymes, but also all your bitter foods, rocket, chicory, or try and incorporate a lot of these foods into the diet. And remember, we want to support the body by not over-stimulating the body. So we want to reduce what we call histamines in the diet. So these are things like chocolate and red wine. I'm sorry, I'm saying all the lovely things, I know. But there's also foods that can actually stimulate the production of histamines. So banana and alcohol, tomatoes, you know, too much legumes in the diet. So try and avoid some of those. And go for some of the cleaner types of foods, your lean proteins, lots and lots and lots of good fats. Gerald and I talk so much about all these omega-3 fatty acids. They're like the fire hydrant that can put the fire out within our bodies. So hemp seeds, extra virgin olive oil, nuts and seeds in the diet, you know, lots of oily fish, salmon, trout, sardines, salmon, if you can eat the bones of salmon, and try and put this all over the diet. So for example, every little meal, have just a little bit of these foods in it. And good luck. Good luck with this one.
Thank you for your call, Helen. 131873 is our number. All our callers going to air in the draw for that $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse, which we'll award at the end of the show. 131873. Mary, we've been chatting about the powers of Mighty Magnesium over previous months, and Mary has a question for us now.
Hi, Mary. How can we help you?
Good morning, both of you. Sorry, I don't know the lady's name, Jared.
That's Zoe.
That's right.
Now, I went to a massage to have a massage, yes, and the lady said, I'm very stiff in the back and I need magnesium. I'm lacking, yes, magnesium.
Yes.
So what happened, she quoted me to go and get some MagMin. It's called MagMin.
Yes, I know it well.
Yes, anyway. And I've been taking three times a day. That's quite a lot. But the thing is, my friend had the same problem, and I gave her the tablet, and she went to the doctor, and he said, I don't know if it might cause any problems in the long run. Is that correct?
Yes. No, Mary, let me reassure you, magnesium is one of the safest minerals that you can take. And the fact that your masseur or whoever picked it up, that you were tense, it's pretty common these days, Mary. So magnesium we use to take tension out of muscles. It reduces stress. It helps you sleep. So you go ahead until you have your next assessment. And I bet that the person who picked up that you needed magnesium, I bet that person says, wow, I can already see the difference in more relaxed muscles and less tension.
All righty. We'll take a little break and more of your calls after this. We're into the kitchen too with our healthy chef, Zoe Bingley-Pull, and that's coming up after this on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Discover the full range of Cetaphil products today at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Do you want beautiful, youthful-looking skin? Well, try BioGland Marine Collagen Powder from Chemist Warehouse. From our late 20s onwards, our body's ability to produce collagen starts to decline. Well, BioGland Marine Collagen helps to maintain collagen levels in the body and keep your skin looking youthful and firm. Free from fillers and chemicals and other nasties, help support your skin's health with BioGland Marine Collagen Powder, and it's available now at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, since ancient times, the olive tree has been used as a source of food and also in medicine for well over 2,000 years now. And the olive plant can deliver health advantages and provide nourishment for our well-being. Wellgrove olive trees are grown here in Australia on our rich soils, and the extracts from olive leaves are confirmed to contain rich antioxidants and many other benefits as well. To tell us more, we've got the health and nutrition manager of the Olive Wellness Institute on the line, Sarah Gray. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Ed. Lovely to speak with you this morning.
We all know the wonderful properties of olive oil, but tell us more about olive leaf extract and what it's used for.
Yeah, so you mentioned that olives have been used for hundreds of thousands of years, really, dating back to the ancient Egyptians. So the olive leaf extract's a bit different to the olive oil because it's a natural herbal supplement that's derived from the olive leaves. So rather than getting the goodness from the olives themselves, we're using the leaves to get that natural antioxidant goodness.
Sarah, it's Gerald here. Thanks for coming on. Look, there are so many. We could, look, you and I could rant on for hours about the benefits of olive leaf extract. And I know in my practice, I see enormous changes in random things, Sarah, like chronic fatigue, glandular fever, psoriasis, cystitis, things that seem to take a long time to heal are hastened in that recovery process when you add olive leaf extract. Why does that happen?
Yeah, so you've made a good point there, Gerald. The evidence around olive leaf extract is really very abundant, and it goes across various body systems, such as the ones you've mentioned. And the real reason for that is the high level of natural antioxidants found in the leaf. Mm-hmm. And there's two particular ones that have got quite difficult to pronounce names, so oleuropein and hydroxytyrosol. But what we find with the evidence is all of the different antioxidants, so about 10 to 15 of them found in the leaf, work together synergistically, or they support each other, have this wide variety of benefits in all the body systems. So you've mentioned a bunch there, which are fantastic. The main ones we find people sort of using it for in, you know, day-to-day use in Australia, I guess, is more for the immune and heart benefits at this stage. Sure. But, yeah, the benefits are abundant.
Hi, Sarah. Zoe here. Thanks.
Hi, Zoe.
I'm also a massive fan of olive leaf extract. Are there people who should and shouldn't take it? And I've always kind of ummed and ahed of whether I can give it to my daughter, because the thing is, the taste isn't revolting. It's actually quite an okay taste. Is it something that I could incorporate into a smoothie or a juice and give it to my daughter, who's 5 years old?
Great questions. Thanks, Zoe. So on the first point, it's quite a safe supplement, so it can be used by most people without any huge issues. The only two sort of major cautions that I sort of always mention to people in the pharmacy are the fact that because it is quite potent, actually can have an impact to reduce your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And because of that, if you're taking blood pressure medicines, you should always speak to your doctor or pharmacist or even naturopath before you start taking those two together. And the other quite significant impact that I've seen in the research is that it can reduce your blood sugars. So again, if you're taking any medicines for reducing blood sugar or you have diabetes, again, you should just be careful. And also, as with all sort of supplements, if you're diagnosed with any medical condition or you're taking any other medicines, always just double check with the pharmacist or naturopath first. And on the second point, yes, certainly can be used in children. Down to about 6 years is what we normally see in some of the research that we've looked at. And it does have a beautiful herbaceous flavour. Mm. It's actually a good point you raised, but one of the good ways of identifying a good olive leaf extract is one that is very herbaceous and bitter.
Oh, that's good to know,
because
actually,
it will have, and you can certainly put it in smoothies. If you look on the Olive Wellness Institute website, we've got a raft of smoothie recipes there to help sort of mask that bitterness.
Oh, that's really good.
Sarah, I'm hearing an implication that not all olive leaf extracts are the same. Are there differences in them, and why?
Yeah, good question, Gerald. So there's a whole raft of different types that you can buy, but the main thing that you should really look for is how it's produced. So if it's made using fresh leaves versus dry leaves, and you can actually see that when you look on the label, the fresh leaves produce an olive leaf extract that's much richer in natural olive antioxidants, and that's what you want for its benefits. Yeah. So with the dry leaves, they're a bit older, and sometimes things like alcohol or solvents are used to get the goodness out, so it kind of reduces the natural aspect, and they're not often as high quality as the fresh leaf products.
All right. Your recommendations in looking for a good one to buy?
Yeah, so the fresh leaf, secondly, Australian-made and Australian-grown olive trees. The fresher products come from those locally produced olive groves. And the last one I sort of already touched on is a natural product that's produced in a very natural way with no alcohol or chemicals or solvents of any kind.
Great recommendations.
Thank you.
Yes, it's win-win there. Sarah Gray joining us, the Health and Nutrition Manager of the Olive Wellness Institute. Appreciate your time this morning here on the House of Wellness. Our number is 131-873. Kevin's standing by in Padstow Heights this morning. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Oh, good morning, Gerald. I have had peripheral neuropathy for about 5 or 6 years, and I'm on pretty heavy-duty stuff, Lyrica and Polexia. But recently, a friend, and this is what you're going to be careful of, a friend gave me some capsules of alpha-lipoic acid, and I was staggered that I did get some relief from that. At the moment, I'm taking 400 milligrams BD, But I'm wondering, is this dose related? If I took more, does that mean that I get more relief, or I'm just a bit sceptical as to know just how much you should take?
Sure. Thank you, Kevin. Look, lipoic acid 400 milligram twice a day is the dose I consistently see really effective relief from peripheral neuropathy, and it's fine long term as well. But unlike red wine, more is not better. So there's no point having more, because the relief. What you can do though, Kevin, is add turmeric into the equation. And that combination of lipoic acid and readily absorbable turmeric will give you even better effects from that peripheral pain. Do you have diabetes, Kevin?
No, I don't.
Okay, fine. Well, then stay with a 400 milligram twice a day, add the turmeric, and you will probably find you'll be able to back off some of that heavier stuff and get some quality of life back.
And Kevin, a good thing to do if you want to look at your diet is to keep a food diary, see if there's any trigger foods. So keep a food diary commenting on how you feel, mood, energy levels, or all the base things. We definitely know, and we talk about it so much, sort of adopting a more Mediterranean style of eating. And what that means is a diet with a high abundance of raw vegetables and fruit. So we're looking at least a five to 10 servings. So a serving, because everyone gets a bit confused as to what a serving is. So a serving is half a cup of fruit or vegetables. If it's a leafy green, it's a cup. So we really aren't needing to eat quite a lot, and big amounts of anti-inflammatories. So again, all those beautiful oily fish, hemp seeds, chia seeds, nuts and seeds, lots of extra virgin olive oil. When you're choosing an olive oil, always Australian and always the extra virgin type as well. And not too much of the animal protein, because again, they can be more increasing in inflammation. But best of luck with everything.
By the way, in chatting with Sarah Gray just before, our health and nutrition manager from Olive Wellness Institute, forgot to mention House of Wellness, brought to us by Wellgrove. I wanted to include that as well. 131873 is our number. Arlene is in Point Cook this morning. We're coming to you, Arlene. How can we help you out?
Good morning. On Friday, we came to know our little grandson, 14 years old, has got thyroid cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we know nothing about that yet, because he has to go back to the hospital this coming week.
Okay.
Could you please tell me, is that type of cancer spreadable?
We are learning more and more and more about thyroid cancer, Arlene, and it probably the most concerning aspect is that it seems to be becoming more and more common. Mm. Look, what you can do, and as a grandparent, I feel for you, because the fear of the unknown is constantly with you all the time. I think what you should do is just wait until this next appointment and you see what the real situation is. I know that's easy for me to say because it's not my grandson, but in the meantime, don't make a fuss about it when you're with him. It's been diagnosed.
Yes.
It will be treatable. He will get through this very, very easily, and you've got to be positive all the way through. But as a grandparent, boy, it is hard. But hang in there and don't hesitate to let us know how you're getting on.
I think also when you do, exactly like Gerald said, do wait until you get the professional advice about what to do. But when we talk about thyroid, often it's in relation to iodine, and that can be that you're having too much iodine, or it can be a deficiency in iodine. So iodine-rich foods are foods like a lot of seaweed-type foods in the diet, a lot of fish and seafood also contain it. So it's really important that we are making sure that, and not all 14-year-olds are eating this way, obviously, because a lot of the time, you know, they're a bit more prone to eating what their friends are eating, which is a lot more processed foods. But it's really trying to encourage a very whole food, raw diet. And it might be that you do more things like vegetable juices or smoothies. And once you do get a little bit more refined information, this is when you can start slowly building up that knowledge and that support through diet support as well.
Best of luck. Yeah, thank you for your call, Arlene. We're going to take a little break into the kitchen next. It's a Sunday, and I do believe a lovely, spicy, crumbly Sunday is on the menu with Zoe after this. We'll have a look at what's coming up on the House of Wellness TV version when Luke Hines joins us as well after this break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Discover the full range of Cetaphil products today at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Our website is thehouseofwellness.com.au. There's an ask tab there. If you don't have time to get through to us on the radio or on the TV show, you can hit that up and ask Gerald anything that might be concerning you. And there's also a delightful recipe tab where Zoe Bingley Pullen's creations are there for your tasting and creation. But you're going to do one for us right now as well.
I've got to say, this is one of my favourite breakfast recipes. So this is a chai-spiced apple crumble sundae with a honey cinnamon yogurt. And it, believe it or not, it is actually quite simple. So you just basically get some green apples, good old Granny Smith apples, some honey or maple syrup to sweeten it. I have added the BioGlan marine collagen powder because I'm always trying to, get that extra bit of nutrition into it. And for the crumble, I've used oats, almond meal, shredded coconut, dates. But this is where the special stuff happens with the chai spice. So it's not hard to make. Mm-hmm. Cardamom, allspice, nutmeg and cloves. You've ground all of those together. And then you put some cinnamon and ginger and you grind that together. And you get coconut oil and you mix all of those ingredients together. So it's got a very earthy, aromatic flavour to it. And then you slowly cook that crumble so it's crunchy. You cook the apples. You mix the yogurt and you just layer it up. And it looks, tastes and smells fantastic.
Serve it up in a long glass and that's brekkie done.
It's brekkie done, or I guess it could be brunch or dessert.
Why not start dinner with that tonight? It's an entree.
It's ambitious.
There is a recipe tab on our website, houseofwellness.com.au. We can go through that much more slowly and thoroughly as well.
Yes, please do.
So he's put that up there also. Well, the TV version clocks on a little bit later today from midday. Check your local guides in the various states. But Luke Hines is going to take us through some of the highlights today. Morning, Lukey.
Good morning, team. I have to say, Zoe, my mouth is watering after that absolutely delicious description of the crumble. I will be making that today, no doubt. But along with making that, I'll be tuning into this weekend show where we cover things like work burnout. We meet an amazing woman who was at the top until she dropped, something I think we can all relate to when it comes to pushing our careers. And I was put to the test with some strong men. Now, I've got to say, guys, I thought I was pretty strong until this point. But I actually look so hilariously small next to these strong men, and they teach me how to lift and push a tire. Ooh. So that's pretty exciting. And I guess on the food front, Rachel Finch shows us some of her delicious breakfast bowls. And we pucker up to talk about all things Liptember. We talk about men's mental health a lot, but it's fantastic to now put a focus on women's mental health.
And this is such an important charity as well. It really does support women and giving that funding towards Liptember. Plus, sexy lipstick. I love it.
Hello. I'll put a challenge out to Gerald, actually.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Hanji. I was waiting for that.
In our next segment at the health bar, Gerald and I are going to don don some lipstick to support Liptember.
I will wear an appropriate coloured shirt.
He likes a shade of teal from memory.
We don't want any clashing, thanks, Gerald.
No, please. There won't be clashing. Yes, just as long as he keeps his lips off me.
I love it.
Tune in today across the country on the channels of Seven. Now, you're a long, lean fellow. I want to see you against some of these strong men who throw VW cars upside down and pick up huge stones
exactly.
And stuff. That's going to be great. Then mostly from the Scandinavian countries with heavy beards, because that's sort of their equivalent
that's
of football,
look,
isn't it?
So, yes, they're the Aussie Vikings, really.
What do they get you to bench press? Anything up around the 200 kilo mark? No.
I was bench pressing Gerald, actually.
That's great.
Yes, 73 kilos.
That's not bad. Not a bad PB.
You will.
Looking forward to that today with all the team. Thanks, Luke. We'll speak to you next Sunday.
Hey, guys. Have a good weekend.
See you, Luke.
Bye.
And Zoe and Gerald, we're just about done. A caller that you fancy today for the $100 gift voucher to go and spend at Chemist Warehouse.
Great calls today, as usual, Ed and Zoe. And we've had We're Friends or at Bingo, or we've heard other things.
I love that.
The winner today is Mary, who rang from Perth about magnesium, where there was confusion with the information. Mary, you are the winner of this week's $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations.
And we're here to help clear up any issues and queries that you have. 1-3-1-8-7-3 when we rejoin you next Sunday. We're only halfway through the weekend, team. Gerald, we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you, Ed. Bye, Zoe.
Bye, everyone. And thanks for calling in, everyone.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.